From Spark and Anvil and Core Realm, this is Murmur, in Chapter 1 of the Core Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In Colrag Realm, there was a small, soft-voiced dormouse named Murmur, and her gift was the quietest kind of magic. She helped creatures notice the steady voices they were already carrying inside.
"Here's something nobody tells you," she'd say in her low, gentle hum. "Every time someone steadies you, every time a calm voice says, 'I'm here, slow breath, you're okay,' a little echo of that voice gets tucked away inside you. You don't even notice it happening, but it's in there. And someday, when that person isn't around, you can reach in and hear it again. The steady voices you've known don't leave. They become a voice you carry."
One afternoon, a young hedgehog named Pell sat curled and shaky far from home. Something had upset him, and the person who usually helped him settle, his grandmother, with her slow, steady way of speaking, was nowhere nearby. He felt completely alone with the big feeling, sure that without her actual voice, he had no way to calm down at all.
"She's not here," Pell whispered, miserable. "She's the one who helps me, and she's not here, so I'm just stuck like this."
Murmur settled beside him, soft and unhurried. "She's not here," she agreed gently. "But Pell, are you sure her voice isn't? She steadied you so many times. I think you might be carrying more of her than you know."
Pell sniffled. "What do you mean? She's at home. Her voice is at home, with her." "Her real voice, yes," Murmur said warmly. "But think about all the times she sat with you when you were upset. All the times she said her steady things. 'Slow breath, little one. I've got you. It passes.'" Murmur's hum was so gentle it was almost like remembering. "You've heard those words so many times that they're not only hers anymore. There's a copy of them tucked inside you. A little recording of her calm. And you can play it, right now, even though she's miles away." Pell went still. "I can hear her when she's not here?" "Try it," Murmur said softly. "Close your eyes, think of her face, her slow way of talking. And listen for what she always says when you're like this. Don't make it up, just listen for the one that's already in there." Pell closed his eyes. And, to his amazement, he could hear it. Not out loud, inside. His grandmother's slow, warm voice, the exact way she always said it. "Slow breath, little one. I've got you. It passes." It was so clear, it was almost like she was there. "There she is," Murmur whispered. "Hear her?" Pell nodded, eyes still closed, something loosening in his chest. The remembered voice was doing the same thing the real voice always did, slowing his breath, warming the cold, scared place, telling him it would pass. It wasn't quite as strong as having her there, but it was real and it was his, and it traveled with him everywhere. "This is the most amazing part of being steadied so many times," Murmur said, her hum low and glad. "Every calm voice you've ever known becomes a voice you can carry. Your grandmother's, and others too, as you collect them. They get tucked inside, and they're yours forever, and you can reach for them anytime the big feeling comes and the real person isn't near." She paused gently. "It doesn't mean you never need real people again. You always will, and that's good. It just means you're never completely without steadiness. You carry some with you, always." Pell breathed. Slow now, matched to the remembered murmur of his grandmother's voice. The big feeling was softening. He had thought he was alone with it, but he hadn't been, not really. He'd been carrying her steady voice the whole time and just hadn't known to listen for it.
By the time the feeling had passed, Pell's eyes were open again, and he was steadier, soothed not by someone beside him, but by the voice he'd discovered he carried inside. "It worked," he said, half amazed, half shy. "I heard her,
And it actually helped. I calmed down, and she wasn't even here. He touched his own chest, where the remembered voice had come from. I thought I could only calm down if she was right there. But part of her is just with me, all the time. That's the gift of every steady voice you've known, Murmur said warmly. They sit with you so many times that they become part of how you sit with yourself. You'll keep collecting them too. Every calm person who helps you settle leaves a little of their steadiness behind, tucked inside, for the days they can't be there. Her hum was soft and sure. You're never carrying just your own calm. You're carrying everyone's whoever helped you. That's a lot of steadiness to have on hand. Pell felt it settle in him. Not loneliness, which he'd braced for, but a quiet, warm, accompanied feeling. The knowledge that the people who steadied him were, in a real way, always traveling with him. Their calm voices tucked safe inside, ready whenever the big feelings came and the world felt far from home. It felt like being held even when no one was holding him, like he carried a little harbor wherever he went. That evening, Cyan found the two of them in the soft quiet. His grandmother wasn't here, and he thought that meant he was stuck, Murmur told Cyan. We just listened for her voice inside him. It was there the whole time. Cyan nodded slowly. And how does it feel, Pell, to carry her steadiness with you? Pell thought about how alone he'd felt an hour ago, and how unalone he felt now. It feels like I'm never all the way by myself, he said softly. Even when nobody's around, I've got her voice, and it really helps. I'm not just pretending. It's like she taught me how to sound steady, and now I can do a little of it for myself. He smiled, shy and warm. It feels like I carry the people who love me right inside for whenever I need them. And Murmur hummed her low, gentle hum in the gathering dark, glad in her quiet way, because every creature in Co-Realm was carrying more steadiness than they knew, tucked away from 100 calm moments. And Pell had learned that the voices that soothe us never really leave. They become the voice we use to soothe ourselves.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Murmur. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.